This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the wake of an airstrike, Iraq's parliament passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Meanwhile, world leaders continue to urge calm on both sides, and there are several analysts who do not think that war is inevitable. We get more from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely, despite the angry rhetoric.
There's no appetite for war in the United States, but at the same time, the United States became convinced that if they did nothing in response to the constant attacks on U.S. diplomats and U.S. contractors, that they would only continue. So there really doesn't seem to be much sense that there is going to be an imminent military conflict.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions on Iraq. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Japan is in touch with Lebanon and other relevant nations over the departure of former Nissan Motor Company boss Carlos Ghosn, according to a top government spokesman. The chief cabinet secretary told a news conference that Japan had told Lebanon that Ghosn's flight was regrettable and it would seek cooperation to find the truth in the matter. Ghosn became an international fugitive after he revealed at the end of last month that he had fled the Lebanon to escape what he called a rigged justice system in Japan. This is VOA News. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he is prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sunday in Venezuela, the socialist leader Luis Pero was installed as chief of the legislature after Congress was seized and the opposition leader blocked from entering. Swearing in has been called a parliamentary coup and condemned by dozens of governments around the world. Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, Venezuela's ruling socialists seized Congress and handed the leadership to their own lawmaker, Luis Parra. The move is a gambit to cement President Nicolas Maduro's hold on power and sidelines the man who staked a rival claim to the presidency, Juan Guaido. Guaido served as opposition leader, but this move takes away the job that lets him challenge Maduro. On Sunday, Guaido was blocked from entering the building. Troops stopped him with riot shields and force. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. While Maduro is widely unpopular, but has clung to power with military support.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that he will pay whatever it takes to help victims of devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across three states. Morrison committed an extra $1.4 billion to a new fund that will help rebuild damaged towns and infrastructure. His government said the additional funds would be made available as needed. The announcement came as another death was confirmed in the state of New South Wales, raising the total of deaths to 25. An estimated 2,000 homes have been destroyed as a result of these fires. More than 100 fires remain burning. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.